Adriana Gonzalez is an attorney in the unit, and we have one of the supervisors, Lakeisha Gaiman Foreman. If you can just raise your hand in case there's any members of the public here today that do have issues with their water bill or have questions. Ms. Gaiman Foreman can provide at least contact information to set up an appointment to help resolve those issues. Thank you.
And next, we'll hear from the public advocate.
Thank you and good morning. My name is Robert Ballinger. I'm an attorney at Community Legal Services, and Community Legal Services has been appointed to represent the shared interests of residential and small commercial customers as a group in this proceeding. I'm joined by my colleague, Vic Patel, right behind me. I'll just provide a brief statement today. Mr. Abrams provided some information about the tiered assistance program and the city's proposed tap rates that are the subject of this proceeding. I'd like to briefly explain why programs like TAP exist and why they are beneficial to all customers. Although TAP launched in 2017, programs like it have been around for decades. Their purposes are not only to make the bills affordable for low-income households, but also to reduce consumer debt owed to the utilities, what's often called bad debt, and to reduce the costs the utility would incur if it tried to collect that which low-income customers cannot afford to pay. As a matter of policy in Pennsylvania, all large natural gas and electric utilities operate programs like TAP. Similarly, all of those utilities recover the costs of the programs through reconcilable rate riders like the TAP-R rate we're here to discuss today. In this proceeding, the main issue the Water Rate Board has to determine is what the costs of TAP will be for the 12-month period beginning September 1st, 2026. The Water Department has put forward its projection, which would result in a monthly increase of $2.10 for a typical residential customer and $2.69 for a typical small business customer. We've worked with our consultant to examine PWD's proposal and to come up with our own projection of future costs. Our proposal is lower, and if adopted, would result in a monthly increase of $1.29 for a typical residential customer and $1.65 for a typical small business customer. We're very interested in hearing from members of the public who've taken the time out of their day to be here with us, virtually and in person. We welcome your input, as you can provide the rate board with additional perspectives about TAP and the rates the board should set to enable PWD to continue to run this successful program. If there are other issues that you want to share about your experience with PWD or your water service, we encourage you to speak up, even if it's not an issue regarding TAP. Representatives from PWD, Water Revenue Bureau, and our office at CLS may be able to provide you with some additional answers or resources. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Lance Haver.
Good morning. If you're a member of the public, all you have to do is look around and ask, why aren't there more people here? My name is Lance Haver. I'm a ratepayer. I'm fed up year after year after year. This gentleman who claims he represents the public goes into a back room with this gentleman and has a negotiated settlement that Governor Shapiro has attacked as saying it's inappropriate because they're black box settlements and our rates go up. You'll have to forgive me the way this room is set up. I'm going to have to turn my back to you to make my opening statement. But it's no accident that nobody knows about these proceedings.
Reporter, my name is Lance Haver.
For the court reporter, again, my name is Lance Haver.
Thank you, Lance. That's much better.
Right. In Mr. Ballinger's opening statement, he says he represents ratepayers. That is factually untrue. As part of being an intervener, I get the right to discovery. I ask for the contract that employs him. Here is what the contract says. And this was provided by Mr. Ballinger himself. I have his signature on the letter. Quote, this agreement is for a provider to provide general consultant services to the city in accordance with the provision of this provider's agreement. He doesn't represent the public. He's hired by the city, which owns the water department and wants the rate increase. And again, it's not just the tap rates that they want to raise. There'll be a second rate increase this year as well. Has there been some public proceeding that appointed Mr. Ballinger? The answer is no. The initial term of this contract, again, reading directly from the contract he provided, the initial term of this contract starts December 2nd, 2023, and expires December 1st, 2024. He was reappointed without a public hearing, without any analysis of what a job he's doing, or even asking people whether they felt they were represented. And just to make it clear, there's a clause in the contract that says this: the city may amend this contract in its sole discretion. The city doesn't like it. If he comes out against the rate increase, the city doesn't like it because they own the water department, the contract will be ended. So who did Mr. Ballinger talk to before he decided to support a rate increase? Now, it's very clear. He just said he wants to see everyone's bills go up by $1.29. Mr. Ballinger directly asked how did the advocate who was appointed by the rate board meet with members of the community before he took his position in favor of a rate increase. Please list the people you spoke with, the community groups you spoke with, the civic groups you spoke with, and quote, here is his answer. The public advocate, which is what he calls himself, objects to this request as irrelevant. He doesn't believe it matters who he spoke with, and we can see that clearly by nobody's in the room. Can the TAP program be paid for by grants? Yes, the TAP program is very important. That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, who pays for this program? Should it be paid for as a sales tax on water? And so I asked, is the water department able to accept grants from the government or foundations to cover this needed program? Mr. Ballinger objects to this question. He doesn't want to answer it. People in the TAP program, as you heard, pay a percentage of their income for the bill. So I asked, do people who are being surcharged, who are paying a sales tax for this program, do they pay as a percentage of income of their income for this program? Mr. Ballinger says he objects to this question. I ask, is the surcharge on each person's water bill based on a person or family's income? Again, Mr. Ballinger says the public advocate objects to this question as irrelevant. I asked, does a person making $500,000 a year and a person making $50,000 a year, if they have the same water usage, pay the same surcharge? Seems to be a reasonable question. The public advocate refuses to answer. I asked, well, if this surcharge is for a needed government program, how is it different from a sales tax? Mr. Ballinger says he objects to the question as irrelevant. Sales taxes, as we all know, are regressive. The less you make, the higher the taxes. Mr. Ballinger says that doesn't matter. I asked what the total cost of the program is. Seems to be a fairly important question. Mr. Ballinger objects to this request. I asked, what are the administrative costs of the program? Mr. Ballinger objected to that request. I think it's obvious that Mr. Ballinger is doing what the contract calls for and representing the city of Philadelphia and not the ratepayers. When it becomes time in the technical hearings, I am going to argue that it is unfair to ratepayers not to consider the cost of the program, the program's overhead. I will argue that charging a sales tax on a basic necessity of life, water, to pay for the TAP program is wrong, and calling it a surcharge, not a sales tax, doesn't make it right. I will argue that it is unjust for lower income people to carry the same burden for the tax program as wealthy people. I will argue that all businesses, LLCs, real estate speculators, and other quote unquote investors should help pay for the TAP program, not just people who pay water bills. I will argue that the Water Department, the public advocate, should first seek grant money from foundations, from the city's general operating budget, and then and only then consider a surcharge on everybody's water bills. And I ask the public to join me in these demands. If you expect Mr. Ballinger and CLS to do anything other than what they've done in the past, you are mistaken. The best predictor of the future is past behavior. Every year for the last 4 years, Mr. Ballinger and Mr. DeSant, the Water Department's lawyer, have met. They don't like to use the word secret, but they have met privately, is what they like to say, and negotiated a black box settlement, which is why everybody's bills is as high as they are. Thank you.
I have a list of individuals who would like to make statements. If you have not signed up to speak, but you would like to make a statement, that is okay. Everybody here who wants to make a statement will have their chance. when it's your turn to speak, we can unmute your microphone. Or if you're in the room, you can come up and sit at the table. And I'll ask you if you're a customer of the water department and if you're appearing on behalf of a group. Just a general reminder that the proceeding this year really only looks at the revenue from the tap rider. The goal is to adjust the revenue collection so that PWD does not overcollect or undercollect. Keep your marks to this proceeding, which is limited to the surcharge. That would be best if you've got other issues, though. We have people here who may be able to answer. Can't answer right away. We can get your information and connect you with the proper people later. So the first person on my list is LaToya Irby. Is she on? How about Tyrone Bynum? Angela Milbourne? Diana Montague. Nancy Santana. Anthony Gianetti. Well, of the other people who are here who would like to speak, if you could raise your hand on Zoom or here.
Oh. Sorry, there's one person. Let the record reflect that one person has raised their hand.
Have a seat, please.
Hey.
Can you state your name and spell it for the court reporter?
My name is Lucia Osborne. That's LuciaOsborne. I work for an organization that's doing research on water affordability. I am not a Philadelphia ratepayer, but I have been in the past. I'm just really here to learn. So just to be clear, I'm not speaking on behalf of my organization. I'm just speaking on behalf of myself right now. But in looking into water affordability, you know, we're trying to identify ways that could help the city make water more affordable for people. And, you know, people are struggling these days. You know, I've never been a recipient of the TAP program, but thinking about what a $2 increase in a monthly bill is, and I'm thinking about the times when I didn't have car fare, and that's, you know, about a trolley ride. It's actually a little less than a trolley ride, but, you know, thinking about the times where if I've, you know, worked a 12-hour shift in Rittenhouse and had to get all the way back to my apartment in Clark Park and didn't have car fare and had to walk back, like that sucks. So thinking about if that had to happen to people 12 times a year, I just don't want that for people. So one of the things that I have been looking into is opportunities to, you know, reduce waste and help the city bring in more money, because again, they have, I want to acknowledge that you have a really big job. You have a lot of priorities that you have to fund and pay for, from lead service lines to PFAS to the CSO issues to just people's drinking water. So again, not an easy job. But one of the things that I've noticed is there is a discount for large nonprofits of about 25%. So, you know, and it's been kind of tricky finding that information. If there is a place where I can find more specifics on this, I would be really, you know, excited and happy to see it. But I saw that, you know, in 2018, for example, the University of Pennsylvania got about a $2.3 million decrease on their water bill. And I know that that also applies to other large scale universities like Temple, some of the hospitals. So again, large nonprofits. So I'm just wondering what that program costs each year. And, you know, can some of those funds be redirected, thinking about how much money that, you know, UPenn has in their endowment, and, you know, do they need that big of a discount, and can some of it be redirected to help make water rates more affordable? So that's what I'm looking to find out. I know I don't think you're answering questions, but if you could direct me to find that information, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I think the water department probably would be able to.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And is there anyone online who would like to speak? Is there anyone else in the room who would like to speak? Someone asked, excuse me, someone asked if the tap our rate, excuse me, is a variable rate only. And Minister Selena, Emma.
I have a feeling Black & Veatch, our consultant, would be able to give you a better answer. But based upon your income, a tap rate is set for an individual customer. That rate does not change when we have rate increases. So it will vary for, you know, the various types of customers that are eligible for tap, based upon the tier that they're assigned, based upon their percentage of income. Of the federal poverty level. Can give you a more detailed answer if you would like. Reach out to me at andre.c.desant@gmail.com. Name is spelled andre.c@gmail.com. Thanks.
If you'd like to testify, you can either raise your hand or you can send us a text. I'm not seeing any more questions or statements. So with that, I think we are going to adjourn the meeting.
May the record reflect how many ratepayers spoke?
Yes, it will. The transcript will show that.
Right. I'm asking you to acknowledge how many people spoke here today.
Sure, what you're asking.
I'm asking.
There's a whole. There will be a transcript showing.
Right. I'm
exactly
asking
who.
You to acknowledge that no ratepayers testified today.
We had some questions. I don't know.
Covering it up covering it up doesn't make it any better.
Oh, we do. We have several witness statements that have been filed.
I didn't ask that. I asked today at the public hearings. How will you acknowledge that no ratepayer showed up to testify?
No ratepayer appeared in this room to testify. Is that what you'd like? Other than Mr. Ballinger and Mr. DeSant and the people who already are participants. We did get a number of consumer statements, many of which supported TAP, and several asking not to raise rates. But if anyone online right now would like to just send us a statement, that can be uploaded onto the website. All right, so thank you again for attending the hearing, and thanks to the customers who took time to send in the comments to the rate board. We do read each and every comment, and we'll consider all of them. Thank you for being here.
You still accept questions and comments from the public up through a certain date, like the technical hearings next week or even thereafter?
We will accept comments and questions from ratepayers. May 22nd. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you so much.